Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Identity of this Blazers team. You mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we were talking, like, hey, they're forming an identity. We revisited it last week as well. Are we holding true with this young team?
Yeah, they are, and I think that's what the Blazers broadcast and Tom Haberstroh made a little clip going into the game last night talking about how big this team is. When this roster came together, we talked about it, I would say, back in like late July, early August, something around those times. This is going to be the biggest team in the league. Like this, they're huge. They can put a lineup out on the floor where the smallest guy is 6'9".
Mm.
Like a truly functional lineup where the smallest guy is 6'9".
Who'd handle the ball in that one?
Denny? Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I mean, even if you wanted to say you put Delano Banton at point, 6'7.5".
Yeah, 6'7", 6'8". Yeah.
Yeah. He's listed at 6'8", then that's still Gigantor. Yeah.
They've seen it. It's been like but defensively, it's been disruptive.
Well, just recently, we saw a lineup with Delano, Tumani, Denny, Jeremy, Klingon.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of those guys over 6'8".
And you take a look at this team, right? And the things that stand out for them are their. Let me pull up their half court. In the half court right now, they are atrocious. They are dead last in the league offensively.
All right.
Their points scored per 100 is 85.1.
All right.
For all of the we want to see Scoot and Shaden and Donovan. No, you don't, because you will lose a lot of games by a lot of points over 82 games. That's why I beat the drum, because for Anthony so hard, not just because I like him, but because of the threat that he creates. Because they're as bad as they were offensively last year, Dusty. Right now, they're worse. Put that in perspective.
But it looks different when on the defensive end of the floor you have competency and competitiveness.
And if you look at where they're at defensively, and this is where that identity comes from, is they are right now. Let me pull it up. I believe last night they were 12th. Depending on kind of where it fits at. Yes, they're 12th. So they're currently 12th at a defensive rating of 113, which is pretty good.
And look, the Chauncey detractors, you have a lot of ammo, and it's justified largely. One thing that those numbers that you just said, that is a team that is still playing hard for a coach, because offensively, we know heading into this year, they lacked shooters.
Yep.
They lacked creators. Skill and creators offensively, right? But on the defensive end of the floor, they have bought in.
They've got defensive talent.
Schematically and effort-wise to what they want to do.
And look, you've got, like, Donovan Klingon is this, I hate saying this because I don't like putting these kind of expectations on guys, but he has, I was talking to a former, like, multi-time all-star in the NBA just the other day, and we were talking about young players on Portland. And he was talking about Shaden. He's like, he's got the juice. Like, there's something there. You just want to see how far it could go. And but he was talking about Donovan. He goes, he shuts the paint down. Like, he's got it. He goes, just looking at him, he's got the goods.
Hit his second three-pointer of the year last night.
Had a little something to say to the OKC bench. It was fun.
More show.
But, you know, him and Rob shut down the paint last night, which, again, made the game a lot more difficult for the Thunder because Lou Dort just kept throwing balls up the rim. That
Dortcher chamber.
Look, Dort's offense last night, every time he took a shot, it was a win for the Blazers. But I think, again, that plays on the identity of this team right now. Bigger, longer, stronger, physical. And I was talking to probably 10 different folks last night, the evaluators and front office folks, just about this team. And the analogy that I have made for this team is they are Swamp Thing. They are going to come out of the muck, and they are going to grab you, and they are going to pull you into the muck with them. Mm-hmm. They are not going to join you on land.
That's a great text on the Vancouver Ford text line. We talk about what is the identity of the Blazers, and as Danny's described games at times as a rock fight, this is what Chauncey Billups' identity really is, and probably has always wanted, as this is what his teams in Detroit were.
Yes.
It's kind of interesting. No doubt, this is where he's comfortable.
100%.
And this is where he has seen the most success, and we talked about this yesterday, how there is a pendulum swinging back in the NBA towards being more big man centric again, right? It will never go back to the 90s or the early 2000s when Chauncey Billups and his teams were dominating teams physically and down low. But that style of play, it's been a slow morph going back that way as teams have realized, wait, we don't have Splash Brothers across the NBA.
No, I mean, look, the Blazers are probably too far on the pendulum to the other side right now.
Yeah.
Like, they need some offensive juice. Like, but that's the whole point, is that that's why you tank. Is that you go get, look, whether it's Cooper Flagg or Ace Bailey, either of those guys, they would immediately, day one, be the most effective offensive player the Blazers have on their team. Like, I'll talk about the young guys kind of going forward, right? And that so much of that has to do with just how little the Trailblazers have developed offensively. And I'm not saying that as a shot, just where they're at right now. Scoot's offense is still very limited. Shaden, while showing real growth, is showing he's, as of right now, he's not ready for the primary offensive creation burden. And as much as people are like, well, the ball's not stopping, it's not as much isolation. It's actually more.
Mm.
The ball, they're actually moving the ball a little bit less. And there's actually more isolation because they've changed to more of a matchup hunting style. And when you're talking about like the defensive effort and forcing those turnovers, they are. They're, depending on how you slice it, they're either 11th or 12th. Like they're 12th in total turnovers forced, or they were going into last night. Or they're 11th in turnovers forced per 100 possessions, which is kind of how I like to look at it, because that gives you a better idea of like what they're doing on basically a per-game basis. But the problem is they're 25th in the league in turning over turnovers. 15% of the time that they force a turnover, they're giving it right back on the turnover.
Hmm.
On top of that, they have the worst effective field goal percentage and the lowest point per possession in transition.
I would like to just go back to the Chris Murray poke away and then dunk last night, where they did get a steal in transition bucket.
And if you're looking at like the glass half full side of this, they're so bad at converting on that end right now that if they make any gains, it'll look pretty substantial.
Yeah. I mean, when you said that, I was just going back to how many times have we seen success out of those? And that was ingrained recently, obviously. Chris Murray gets a poke away. JG kind of gives him a lead pass and he dunked it. But more often than not, it is either they slow the ball back up and they're in the half court and a turnover happens, or they miss, you know, a jumper in transition.
Yeah, because if they get in the half court, what did we talk about earlier? They're the worst half court offense in the league.
Yeah.
So they're the worst transition offense and the worst half court. So it's kind of like.
And turnover ratio.
Yes. So they're currently.
So good.
They're currently 28th in the league in turning the ball over.
This is all to say, last night was really good.
But they're third in the league in forcing turnovers. And I believe they're actually now upside down. So they're forcing a turnover 17.2% of the time. They're turning the ball over 17.5%. Big part of that is they had a season high in turnovers last night.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Well, when you get 10 turnovers in your starting front court, that's tough.
Just entertain me, clowns.
But yeah, I think that's the thing. Is like, even though they're the basketball on the offensive end is very ugly, and I mean very, very, very ugly, only a mother could love, even then, it's probably not your favorite child. But the effort and intensity that they're getting on defense, the commitment, like the way that they're pulling other teams. Like, and this isn't, they've done this to literally everyone. This isn't a one-off thing. Even a team as good as Oklahoma City, you had to have the heroics from Jalen Williams last night for OKC to come away with a win.
Yeah. Yeah, so, no doubt.
I think they're in a good spot. And as much as like everyone's like, oh, they're winning too much, don't worry about it.
It'll be okay.
Like, this is what I say when I talk about the numbers being indicative. When you're turning the ball over at this rate and your half-court offense is this bad and your transition offense is this bad, over the course of 82 games, you're just not going to win.
Okay.
Like, you can't. The math isn't there for you. Like, they hit 15 of 38 threes last night.
And you know what? That's okay.
And and on some nights, that 15 of 38 is going to go the 9 of 38, and that margin is going to look a lot worse. And you'll probably feel like, oh, they played horrible. But it's the exact same game they've been playing. It's just a few more shots went in, or in that case, a few more shots didn't.